Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I bet you I ministered to all kinds of people. I'd been on radio for 20 years. I wonder if anybody knows who I am. They don't know what I look like. And I was just, it was selfish. It was absolutely selfish. It was just thinking about, does anybody know how important I am? And right as I was thinking that, Bob Tilton stood up and says, oh, we're so blessed to have Andrew Womack in the audience today. Stand up. And I felt like, oh, God, it's just like he knew that this self was rising up. And he had me stand up in front of all. I was just sure all of them could see how absolutely selfish and hypocritical I was. But you know what? I wasn't aware. It wasn't something I did consciously. You just have this selfishness in you. And as soon as I saw it, and God had me stand up and put a spotlight on me, I spent the rest of the day saying, God, I'm sorry, because that's not what I wanted. That's not the way I want to be. And so I'm saying all of these things to encourage you that when you say that you're going to deal with yourself and you're going to die to yourself, that doesn't mean that you're perfect and that you never make a mistake. As long as you're breathing, there's going to be an opportunity for you to put yourself ahead of other people and advance your interest at the expense of other people. But you can reach a place to where you make a total commitment. And as soon as you realize what you're doing, man, that is not the choice that you want. That is not the way that you want your life to go. And you turn from that. And you just get back on the path. This doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect. I heard a man one time teach something similar about how he had crucified the flesh 20 years ago and he's never had a flesh flash since then. And the moment he said that, I wrote Ichabod over his head. The glory has departed. I said, this guy is not of God. I said, that's not true. As long as you have a flesh, you're going to have to deal with it. As long as you're breathing, you got a self. But you can reach a place to where you make this commitment and it starts the ball rolling. And in my own personal life, this is what happened to me March the 23rd, 1968. God brought me to the end of myself. I realized that it wasn't other people that was my problem. It was me. I repented of that. I asked the Lord forgiveness and I just said, God, I'll do anything. And I realized that I couldn't do it, that it had to be God. And I guarantee you, my life has been absolutely supernatural. I could give you thousands of examples. But this is, you will experience the beginning of God when you come to the end of yourself and not until. That doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that you can't encounter God every once in a while. It doesn't mean that God can't touch you because He loves you and He'll move in your life as much as you can. But you aren't going to see the supernatural, miraculous power of God consistently working in your life until you quit telling Him how to run your life and you come to the end of yourself and put God first. And sad to say, most of us haven't done that. When you came out of the womb, it was total self-centeredness. And now we're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old adult brats that still think it's all about us. You know how many people it takes to change a light bulb? With most of us, it's just one, because you hold it and the world revolves around you. But I'm telling you that that's not the way that God made you to be. You need to humble yourself and make yourself a living sacrifice. That's not all that there is, but there's not anything that you can do until you do that. That is an absolute first step. And you know what? You need to do that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, if this is a typical group, there's usually anywhere from 90 to 99% of the people that will stand and say, I haven't done this. But there's some people who have really made a total commitment. And maybe you just got off track. Maybe all you need is a course correction. But you have really made this commitment. And all this is God just telling you, hey, you're off track. And if you've really made a total commitment of your life, you need to be humble enough to not respond to this invitation. Because probably the majority of people will stand to say that, you know what, I haven't done this. And rather than you just going and thinking, what's everybody going to think about me? That's selfish. If you've really made a commitment and you've just gotten off track, you know what, you just need to get back to the commitment you've made. But for anyone here tonight who has never made this commitment, and tonight you realize, you know what, I am an adult brat. I am self-centered. It's all been about me. And if you're willing to say, I need to become a living sacrifice. I need to die to myself. And maybe you aren't willing or are ready at this point to totally commit to that, but you're willing to start moving in that direction. You know that that's what you need, and you want to make a commitment and give God the right to take over your life and to start running your life, and whatever He wants you to do, you're willing to do it. You know, if that's you, and if you have not made that commitment before, I want you just right where you are to stand, and I want to pray for you and begin this process right now. If that's you, I want you to stand, and I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to begin this process of making yourself a living sacrifice to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, Jamie. Anybody else? I know somebody's thinking, well, man, I probably need to do this, but let's have everybody bow their head and close their eyes. I don't want people looking. You know what that is? Selfish. I want you to stand up while everybody's head is up and their eyes are open so that you'll get the maximum humiliation out of this. That would be counterproductive. I don't want to indulge your flesh. Man, if you realize that it's not other people, it's you. And that you need to deal with this. If you need to come to the end of yourself, I think it's important. And the Scripture says faith without works is dead. You know, I'm not going to have you come forward. We aren't going to have you sign a card. I'm just going to pray and agree with you. And this is very minimal, what I'm asking you to do, to stand. I think that's, you got to do something. You got to do something. You can't just sit there and say, well, I'm going to receive this, but I'm not going to stand. I'm going to specifically pray. This won't work if you're seated. Boy, look at the people start standing up. See, y'all were selfish. You're going to bootleg this prayer so that nobody would know what's going on. Praise God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up. Praise the Lord. Last call. I know somebody's thinking, man, this is a big decision on short notice. But if you feel a tug in your heart, if you are wondering, well, have I ever done that? You hadn't done it. And if you feel a tug on your heart, you need to respond while the Holy Spirit's dealing with you. There's not very many people that will talk the way that you've heard me talk tonight. You aren't going to hear this kind of message very often, not even in church. Matter of fact, in most of our churches, it's all about your self-image and you've got to have a positive self-image and all of this stuff. I'm telling you, it's not self-image, it's Christ image. You need to exalt Christ and not self. And if you feel a tug on your heart, you need to respond right now because you aren't going to have many opportunities like this. It's important. Anybody else? Last opportunity. Father, I thank You for all of these that are standing. I pray for them. That, Father, we've heard the truth tonight. And the Scripture says to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And You will lift us up. Father, these people have stood to say that they have been exalting themselves. They haven't really become a living sacrifice. And tonight we want to be a living sacrifice. We lay ourselves on the altar. And Father, we are not capable of dying to ourselves in our own strength. We need the fire of God to fall from heaven and consume this sacrifice. We lay ourselves out on the altar, but I ask for the fire of God to come into these people right now. Father, I pray that on the inside You touch their heart And Father, just like you did with me, just pull back our blindness, this curtain, our deception. Father, help us to see things from your perspective. Help us to put you and other people first. Father, reveal to us ways that we've been blinded by ourself. And Father, we desire to die to ourself. We desire to be a living sacrifice. We believe that this is just our reasonable service. This is normal. And Father, we ask your forgiveness for our selfishness. We're confident that you forgive. And now, Father, we trust you that from this time forth, you're going to start dealing with this self and lead us out of this selfishness and promotion of ourself, that we will become a living sacrifice, that we will put you and other people first. Father, I believe that you're touching them. We give you the right and believe that from this time forth, there will be a course correction every time we begin to start being selfish, that you will show us that. We give you the freedom. We welcome you to show us our selfishness and help us turn from it. And Father, for any way that we've been hurting other people with our selfishness, if there is some damage that we've done that is known to other people, and Father, if we need to make restitution, to say we're sorry, Father, I believe that you would speak to these people and help them right now and speak to them and show them what they need to do to make things right. And Father, we just welcome you to start this restoration process to where Jesus is dominating our life and controlling our life. We thank you for that. We agree and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all agree with that?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU9C titled Becoming a Living Sacrifice when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Have you ever thought about coming to Bible college? You know, I know that that's a big decision, but preparation time is never wasted time. And we see people's lives changed. And to even make it more convenient, we not only have the school in Colorado Springs, but we have an online Bible school where you actually go through at your own pace, but you are in a group. There is interaction. There's a facilitator. We have correspondence courses, and we have 15 different college campuses located around the world. So certainly there is some way to accommodate your desire to learn more about the Word of God. So call us at 719-635-1111 and ask about one of our Caris Bible colleges.